This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An explosion near the entrance to the international airport of Yemen's southern port city of Aden on Saturday resulted in at least 8 deaths and around 20 injured, according to a senior security source and a medical source to Reuters. But it was not clear whether the incident was an actual attack at first. Now it's being considered a terrorist attack. An airport official said a small truck blew up at an outer gate to the airport, while a local official and 2 security sources said the vehicle was carrying petroleum products. The blast was strong and was heard across the city. Nearby residents, windows were smashed. Aden is the temporary home of Yemen's internationally recognized government, which is part of a coalition backed by Saudi Arabia, has been fighting the Iran-aligned Houthi group for around 7 years. U.S. President Joe Biden says international negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program will resume. Biden commented as he and the leaders of Germany, France, and Britain met Saturday in Rome to strategize about getting Iran to return to the talks. The leaders issued a joint warning about provocative steps Iran is taking, continuing to enrich uranium to near weapons-grade levels. Biden is trying to revive a 2015 nuclear deal with Iran to bring it back into compliance with that pact. The deal would have kept Iran at least a year away from the potential to field a nuclear weapon. This is VOA News. The U.S. and European Union have reached an agreement to settle their diplomatic rift over Trump-era steel and aluminum tariffs. That's according to the White House Saturday, as President Joe Biden was in Rome attending the Group of 20 summit. The Trump administration placed taxes on EU steel and aluminum in 2018 on the claim that the foreign products produced by American allies were a threat to the U.S. national security. Europeans and others were outraged by Trump's use of Article 232 to justify the tariffs, leading many to impose counter tariffs on U.S.-made motorcycles, bourbon, peanut butter, and jeans, among other items. Leaders of the world's biggest economies on Saturday endorsed a global minimum tax on corporations, a linchpin of new international tax rules aimed at blunting the edge of fiscal paradises amid skyrocketing profits from some multinational businesses. The move by the Group of 20 summit in Rome was hailed by U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen as benefiting American businesses and workers. G20 finance ministers in July had already agreed on a 15% minimum tax. It awaited formal endorsement at the summit Saturday in Rome. The world's economic powerhouses, Yellen predicted in a statement that the deal on new international tax rules with a minimum global tax will end the damaging race to the bottom on corporate taxation. More than 160 buildings in a town in northwestern Myanmar, including at least 2 churches, have been destroyed by fires caused by shelling by government troops, local media and activists reported Saturday. The destruction of parts of the town in Chin State appeared to be another escalation in the ongoing struggle between Myanmar's military-installed government and forces opposed to it. The army seized power in February from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi, but it's failed to quell the widespread resistance. A government spokesman denied nonsense allegations being reported to the country-destroying media and blamed insurgents for instigating the fighting and setting the fires. Human rights groups and UN experts recently warned that the government is planning a major offensive in the country's southwest, including Chin State, along with the regions of Magway and Sangang. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.